Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mark of the Fool 6, a progression fantasy epic, written by J.M. Clarke, is the sixth installment in a spellbinding series that has steadily gained recognition among fans of fantasy and adventure literature. This volume continues to build upon the complex world and engaging characters established in the prior books, following the journey of its protagonist, Alex Roth. As a young mage with an unconventional path, Alex is marked by fate, but determined to forge his destiny. Clarke's narrative combines thrilling magical battles, political intrigue, personal growth, and the exploration of ancient mysteries, delivering a tale that balances action and introspection. Readers are drawn into a world teetering on the edge of transformation, where alliances are ever shifting and the costs of power are significant. Mark of the Fool 6 not only expands the lore and mythos of the series, but also deepens the emotional stakes as characters are tested in ways both magical and moral. Whether you are coming to the series anew or a returning fan, this book encapsulates the essence of progression fantasy, showcasing the hero's journey in a fresh, intelligent, and emotionally resonant manner. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deepening of magical systems and worldbuilding. One of the cornerstones of Mark of the Fool 6 is the extensive elaboration of magical systems and the broader fantasy world. Clarke introduces new spell forms, enchanting techniques, and magical theories that add layers to the universe. The ways in which magic interacts with politics, technology, and daily life are thoroughly explored, giving readers a sense of immersion and realism. The intricacies of mana manipulation, the consequences of overuse, and the hurdles in learning advanced spells are all addressed through Alex's perspective, making the fantastical elements feel grounded. This growth in world-building not only advances the plot, but also delivers on the expectations of readers who crave detailed, internally consistent systems that shape both characters and their choices. Secondly, character progression and evolution. Character development remains at the heart of the narrative, with Alex Roth's personal journey as the central arc. In this installment, Alex is forced to confront his previous decisions, grappling with newfound responsibilities and ethical challenges that come from his increasing magical prowess. His relationships with allies, mentors, and adversaries are more nuanced, incorporating betrayals, reconciliations, and unexpected alliances. Secondary characters also experience substantial growth, revealing hidden depths and motivations. The book delves into the psychological impact of trauma, the burden of leadership, and the struggle to balance personal desires with the greater good, all woven into a cohesive and emotionally resonant progression. Thirdly, heightened political intrigue and alliances. Political maneuvering and shifting alliances play a pivotal role in Mark of the Fool 6. As Alex navigates the complex web of empires, guilds, and secret societies, he must learn to distinguish friend from foe. Intricate plot lines involving betrayals, espionage, and power struggles drive the narrative forward, keeping readers engaged and guessing. The book examines the influence of magical ability on social hierarchy, as well as the intersection between tradition and innovation. Power is both a weapon and a responsibility, and the narrative presents no simple answers, reflecting the ambiguous nature of real-world politics. Fourthly, exploration of legacy and identity. The theme of legacy resonates throughout this volume, as characters wrestle with the expectations imposed by bloodlines, past heroics, and historical calamities. Alex's mark ties him to ancient mysteries and prophecies, challenging him to define who he is beyond the labels thrust upon him. The narrative tackles questions of identity, whether personal destiny is shaped by lineage, choice, or circumstance. As Alex and his companions encounter figures from the past, and relics of lost magic, they are forced to reevaluate what it means to inherit power and responsibility, setting the stage for both internal and external conflict. Lastly, epic battles and strategic magic, action sequences and magical combat are executed with intensity and creativity. Clarke's depiction of battle goes beyond mere spectacle, highlighting the importance of strategy, preparation, and consequences. Each encounter is shaped by the unique blend of spells, wits, and resourcefulness, ensuring that conflicts are not just physical, but also mental. The risks of magical escalation are ever present, as are the moral dilemmas of collateral damage. These epic battles are not only thrilling, but also serve as catalysts for character growth and plot advancement, making them integral to both storytelling and thematic depth. In conclusion, Mark of the Fool 6 stands out as a compelling entry in the progression fantasy genre. Its thoughtful approach to character arcs, combined with intricate world-building and a robust magical system, ensures that the story appeals to both ardent fans of the series and newcomers eager for a well-crafted tale of adventure. This book is particularly suited for readers who appreciate narratives that balance action with introspection, and who enjoy following characters as they grapple with morality, leadership, and self-discovery amid increasingly high stakes. If you are a fan of fantasy epics that span personal, political, and magical realms, this book promises an enriching experience. It not only advances the overall series, but offers new twists and deeper emotional resonance, distinguishing itself from formulaic entries in the genre. By investing in Mark of the Fool 6, you gain more than just continued entertainment. You access a world that encourages insight about power, growth, and identity, echoing themes relevant beyond its pages. With its intelligent narrative, dynamic characters, and cleverly structured conflicts, this book is an invaluable addition to any fantasy lover's collection. Choosing this installment over others in the market means opting for depth, originality, and ongoing evolution, qualities that ensure both satisfaction and anticipation for what comes next in the series. If you would like to support J.M. Clark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.